So now, let's talk about change for a moment. Because a lot of people are afraid of change, and so maybe we can provide a metaphor that provides a better view of it. Let's think about life for a second as a metaphor. Let's say that you lived your whole life, and your whole life you had basically felt like you were a square, right? This was your metaphor for yourself. You're a square. You're a square person. You had square values, square beliefs, right? Lived in a square town. You had square friends, square belief systems, eat square food. You're a square. After a while, though, you know what happens? You get bored with being a square. After a while, you start thinking, you know, there must be more to life than just being a square, for God's sakes. I mean, I'm not happy. I'm just not happy as a square. So you finally, one day, you decide, you know what the problem is. You're not being a good enough square. So what you do is you work really hard. But after a while, all you are is a fat square. That's usually what happens. Square gets fat. After a while, though, you know, you go, you know what the problem is? The problem is not I'm not working hard enough. The problem is that I'm a square, and I shouldn't be a square. I need to make a change. And you say, you know what? One day, in the middle of your frustration of being a square, you look out, and you see a triangle. Ooh. And you go, now that is sexy. A triangle. I mean, it's not square. It's got a direction to it. You know, it's like there's a point to it. It's moving somewhere. It's not just all the same everywhere. Like some of it is bigger than other parts, and it's got dimension, and you know, this is what I need. I need to be. And so you know what you do? You change. You become a triangle. And so, next thing you know, you're doing everything like a triangle, right? You go to triangle parties, right? You have love triangles, right? You have triangular food, eat Doritos, you know? You have triangular values. You move in a triangular direction in life. You go to triangle seminars, and you now know that you have made it, you're a triangle. And for a while, you feel good. Because look at you, you've changed. You're not some stupid square. You're a triangle, for God's sakes, right? But after a while, that newness of being a triangle kind of wears off, and one day you're going, I must not be doing triangle strongly enough. So you commit yourself to be the best triangle that ever existed, and you work really hard to be in the best possible triangle, but when you're all done, you end up just being a fat triangle. Now you're really frustrated, because after all, you've already changed. I mean, you keep changing, and you're still not happy. I mean, this isn't the first time I've changed, and it's still not working. I'm getting a little frustrated here. So you get a little frustrated, but you don't lose hope. And one day, in the midst of being a fat triangle, you know there's got to be something better. There must be something better. By the way, when you're a triangle, do you have the same square friends? Maybe a few, but no. You're in a triangular fence. One day, though, you have an epiphany, a spiritual breakthrough, because you realize, here's the problem. You need to be a circle. I mean, look, no edges. It's circular, it's whole, it's complete, it's holistic, it's spiritual. It isn't like those heavy-duty triangles or those boring squares. You're a circle. You're at one with the universe. You start someplace and you come full circle. You do Tai Chi, you know? You eat round food, like fruit, right? You meditate. You really, your whole life becomes circular. You begin to believe in karma. What goes around comes around. You know, you start to have circular beliefs. You know, so when things happen, you just kind of go in a circle. You go, I was fired, but I didn't really like my job. Since I didn't like my job, I really didn't want to be there. Since I didn't really want to be there, I really wasn't fired, I quit. You know, circular thinking, you know, that works really well, you know. And by the way, how do you feel about your square friends now? And your triangle friends even, how do you feel about them? They'll come around. You hope. And for a while, things are rolling, so to speak, right? Everything is smooth, there are no edges, you're having the greatest time, but after a while, you're still not happy. And now you're really frustrated because you've changed again and it still isn't making you happy. How many can relate to this at some point in your life? I'm curious. Now you don't know what to do. The reason that you're having difficulty is because you are changing, not transforming. And most people are afraid of change, because change usually means the disintegration of what was, of what you knew. That's scary. That means loss for most people. I like to offer you a different metaphor. I like to have you think not about so much about changing, but about transforming your life. If you're transforming your life, you would use what you already have of yourself, not just disintegrate it, and build upon it. And so if you're going to transform as opposed to change, you know, one of the things, the challenges you'd have with these, if I drew these all accurately, what do all three of these things have in common, even though they're different shapes? They're all what? They're all on the same page, okay. They all take about the same amount of space if I drew them to scale. They're all two-dimensional. But what if you decide to hear you were as a square, instead of trying to change to be something else, what if instead of doing that, what if you did this? And you became a cube. How is that different than changing? That's transforming. Because what you're doing now is you're expanding the depth of who you are, as opposed to trying to change the appearances of who you are. See, when you try to change from a square to a triangle to a circle, you're trying to change appearance, aren't you? You haven't changed any of the depth. So there's no transformation, there's no change on the surface, and a surface change doesn't last. We're here to make sure we transform.